For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A memorial at the Missouri Capitol may be expanded to honor veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Tentative plans for a privately funded update of the Veterans Memorial were informally endorsed by the Missouri State Capitol Commission at a meeting Monday. The memorial, dedicated in 1991, honors every war the United States has been in since Missouri became a state. The most recent commemoration is for the first Gulf War. Jefferson City resident J.C. Stanley said he's been doing research into how the memorial could be updated. He wanted approval from the commission to move forward in talks with veterans groups and businesses interested in working on the memorial. Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City said he's spoken with several veterans groups that are interested in providing funding. Members of a changed Missouri Legislative Committee will deal with concerns raised after the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. Legislative leaders on Monday announced new committees and chairs for the 2015 session. A Senate committee that previously dealt only with bills related to transportation and infrastructure now also will tackle public safety topics. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey says some bills addressing concerns raised after Brown shooting will head to that committee. Those likely will include bills to require that police wear body cameras and measures to curb police use of deadly force. House Speaker John Deal created select standing committees to provide additional oversight on bills. This session, there will be 55 House committees, a few less than last year. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill says she won't run for governor in 2016. She's set her sights on ethics reform instead. The Missouri Democrat says she wants to work with current Governor Jay Nixon, Attorney General Chris Coster, and others in her party to set campaign contribution limits.
There's a lot of groups that are interested in this, and there's even some Republicans that see the value in this, that don't like the idea that Rex Sinkfeld is trying to buy a statewide ticket.
McCaskill took a number of jabs at Sinkfeld Monday as she announced her decision not to run for governor. The St. Louis billionaire is backing Republican gubernatorial frontrunner Katherine Hanaway. McCaskill says she'd like to see a campaign finance reform question on the ballot in 2016. A state lawmaker says proposed tax incentives could encourage more young farmers in Missouri. State Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown announced legislation Monday to give tax credits to landowners who lease lands to beginning farmers. The Republican says the incentives are important to recruit younger workers now that the average age of Missouri farmers and ranchers has reached 56. Landowners who pay farmers to grow crops or care for livestock on their property also would get a tax credit. The credits would each be capped at $50,000 a year, and Missouri could give up to $12 million in incentives each year. Other provisions in the bill would give tax incentives to landowners who sell to new farmers and would create a beginning farmer center with the University of Missouri's Extension Program. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.